This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. At least five people have died in the Bahamas' Abaco Islands as Hurricane Dorian continues to pound the area as a Category 4 storm. Bahamas Prime Minister Hubert Minnis confirmed the deaths. He said people in nearby Great Bahama Island are also in serious danger, with many homes and buildings damaged. Some 13,000 houses are feared damaged or destroyed, according to the International Red Cross. As of late Monday, the storm was stalled over the Bahamas, and forecasters say it continues pounding the islands with massive rainfall and powerful winds and will continue throughout the night until Tuesday. Dorian's top sustained winds are at 230 kilometers per hour. It's the strongest Atlantic hurricane to strike land in 84 years and the worst ever to hit the Bahamas. The trade war between the United States and China is heating up before the holiday shopping season. AP's Julie Walker has more.
That means Americans are facing potentially higher prices for some clothes, shoes, sporting goods, and other consumer items, says Phil Levy, chief economist at Flexport.
You have a new cost in the supply chain, and each company can deal with it differently. Apple can choose to swallow this, and it can cut into their earnings, or they can choose to pass it along.
President Trump says trade talks are still on for September.
We'll see what happens, but we can't allow China to rip us off anymore as a country.
The new 15% tariff applies to about $112 billion of Chinese imports. I'm Julie Walker.
The U.S. Coast Guard says eight people are confirmed dead and a number more are missing after a fire erupted aboard a dive boat off the coast of Southern California early this morning. Local media are reporting that several people died in the fire. The Coast Guard officials say five crew members were rescued. For more on this and other stories, the latest news 24 hours a day, go to voanews.com. This is VOA News.